You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, you betcha. Yes, the doctor is in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. But I got to tell you, a lot of news. I think, you know, most of us are just in shock with the breaking story of the Packers assistant coach son, Michael Philbin. I hope I pronounced Joe Philbin's name right. But Michael Philbin, his son, body just found a few hours ago. He possibly drowned in an icy river. From what I understand, he was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, just, you know, hanging out with some friends, called a buddy at about 2 a.m, was checking in, and then a guard around the area said he thought he heard somebody scream help near the icy river. And the boy, Michael, is only 21 years old. And, it, you know, when you hear horrible, tragic things, and the kid is on the dean's list. I mean, good kid. You know, and you see this, you know, and you hear about this, and you're like, okay, well, what can I do to prevent this from, you know, happening to my kids? You know, you always worry. And I live in the desert, but, you know, for the rest of us, you could be walking around and, thank you. You rock. All right. Thank you. Sorry if you walk by. Ooh, that was a delivery man. Ooh, handsome. You know, I mean, you could just be walking outside, not know you're walking on. I've never grown up in snow, so I didn't realize how dangerous it was. We were talking about how Adolf Hitler, he fell through an icy river or lake and started drowning, and a priest found him and tried to save him. And of course, we're all saying he shouldn't, but you know, how's he going to know? The kid was a 4-year-old kid. He wasn't going to know the guy was going to shout out to be Hitler. But, I mean, I guess that's pretty common. You could just be walking around at night or just walking out around during the day and fall through. And it's absolutely frightening. So, son of Green Bay Packers, offensive coordinator Joe Philbin's son just found, dead from drowning incident. Very, very sad. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Some interesting news today with the recall of Excedrin and No-Dose and Buffarin and Gas-X. Yeah, Gas-X, I got to tell you, I hate to, you know, say anything critical about certain drugs, but, you know, you all know I get bloated and I have a lot of gas a lot of times, but Gas-X has never really helped me. But now there's been a recall because painkillers might have actually gotten mixed in with the medications. So, you know, you may be popping a Buffarin and getting a Percocet instead. So we're going to have you check your bottles. We'll go through that. We're also going to talk about how nicotine patches and nicotine gum may not really do the trick for smoking cessation. I know a lot of you guys are like, well, duh, I've been trying nicotine patches for years. Got it. Yeah, I know. And but there is some good news about nicotine patches where they found maybe it'll help people with memory loss. Why? Because nicotine is a stimulant, so that kind of makes some sense. I also want to talk about the SOPA. You guys have heard there's this big controversy over internet pirating, and the House and the Senate want to pass some bills to stop internet piracy. You know, that all sounds good and dandy, but now Google and PayPal and Facebook and Twitter, they all want to do a blackout because they're fighting the bill, because the bill, too restrictive, too many regulations. We're going to kind of go through what's going on with that. But if they do a blackout, we can't go on Facebook. I mean, some of us that are addicted to Facebook or Google, I mean, if Google shuts down, I mean, I won't be able to, I won't have my mom's phone number. I mean, that's how I find my mom. I Google her. I mean, if you think I have my family's phone numbers memorized, you got, you know, nothing coming. No, I Google everything. Probably couldn't even find going to work. I mean, that could shut down businesses. That could, I didn't realize Google had that much power where they could just shut down. But they're really mad about this new bill. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day. Lots to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But of course, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you could email me at drdahlia.com as long as there's no blackout. You could Twitter me at Dr. Dahlia and hear my up-to-date posts. Follow me on Facebook. Again, as long as there's no blackout. You know, a terrorist could probably really level this country by stopping our internet, if you think about it. You know, I don't know. It's scary. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you, and then we'll get to the meat of the subject. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc, just wondering why the cost of chemo for these cancers is so darned expensive. I have a relative that is on chemo, and he's spending $18,000 for just one treatment. Maybe you can enlighten me.
All right. Thank you. No, thank you for your call. It's cool. I got to hear myself in the background. I sound pretty good. Do I sound that good? Really? I thought I sound annoying. I know. I am annoying. I know I am. Okay, chemotherapy. Why is it so expensive? There's a variety of reasons. I mean, there's cheaper, older chemotherapeutic agents like, you know, the 5-FU, and some of those medications could be maybe as low as like $300, $500 for your 8-week course. I mean, that's still a pretty penny, but there's a lot of other cancer treatments where it could be $40,000 for your lung cancer or prostate cancer treatment. Oxaliplatin is one of the new medications for colon cancer and metastatic ovarian cancer. That is $10,000 plus per course. That is huge, expensive. Now, you wonder what is in them. Why are things so costly? Well, let me see. I hope I have time to go into this. If not before the break, after the break. Do you guys realize, you know, what these pharmaceutical companies go through? And again, I'm not telling you because I want you to play a violin. But let me pull up some numbers here. It says it takes about 7 to 10 years and only 3 out of every 20 approved drugs bring in sufficient revenue to cover their developmental costs. And only 1 out of every 3 approved drugs generates enough money to cover the costs of previous failures. Which they're saying means for a drug company to survive, it needs to discover a blockbuster billion-dollar drug like Lipitor every few years. So the majority of drugs fail after billions of dollars. We're going to talk about this really quickly, talk about what chemotherapy does, and then we'll hit some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we had a message from somebody who called asking about chemotherapy agents and why are they so expensive. And we talked about this. Some of them, they range to a couple hundred dollars per course, to some of the fancy schmancy ones could be $10,000 a pop, maybe even $20,000 a pop. And I was looking up on break, you know, how much does it cost to produce a drug? And some of these numbers are saying $1.3 billion. Like, for example, Lipitor or let me think of another, like Viagra, all right? After the trials, after the safety monitoring, the preclinical development, the research, the marketing, they say, they estimate about $1.3 billion. Oh, not including marketing. That's before marketing, $1.3 billion. To develop a successful new drug. And now again, I'm not saying this because I want anybody to feel sorry for pharmaceutical companies, but that kind of puts it into perspective. There was another number I saw here. They say one out of every 10,000 discovered compounds actually becomes an approved drug for sale. I could believe that. Remember, they're tinkering in the lab day after day, week after week, year after year. Right? Until finally they come up with something that they think they could make into a medication. Okay, then, of course, it has to be able to, you know, work with the composites and the preservatives and, you know, become some sort of a pill form. They have to study it. And we've talked about studies and what they've done on rats, et cetera. All right, well, that's all in the pre-development research stage. Then, of course, they need to go to the clinical trials, and then they need to show that it actually works. And let's say it doesn't work more than placebo. Remember we were talking about that libido gel a couple weeks ago? It's supposed to be a gel that enhances, is it erections, I think, or was it for female? I forget. All right? I know. My libido's fine for now. For now. In a couple years from now, I'll probably be gelling away. But, oh, that's right. Yes, I think it was for women. I think it was a libido gel for women, and placebo did better than the gel. So after the millions upon millions of dollars they spent to get to that point, it wasn't successful, so they can't market it. So it's like, you know, it's like hitting the lottery. It's hitting the big one. You know, I mean, people always ask me, okay, Dolly, why haven't you done a television show yet? All right, well, one, I don't think anyone wants to look at me. All right, that's why I'm behind the mic. You know, but two, for a successful show to make it, like, you know, when you see Friends or Melrose Place, there were thousands upon thousands of ideas prior to those, right, that failed. You know, writers going, well, what about this idea? What about this idea? Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Well, let's make the pilot. You know, let's hire. Let's look at costumes. This. No. Execs didn't like it. Scratch it. I mean, look, the Playboy show and the newest Charlie's Angels show canceled. You know, after all that, the promotion, all the marketing, like movies, doesn't it just blow your mind? You want to see a movie and it never even makes it to the theater. It just goes straight to DVD. Okay, that's what happens. Except probably on a much larger scale with drugs and pharmaceuticals. So when we look at Pfizer, we're like, gosh, well, they had the Z-Pak, they had Lipitor, they had Viagra, they had Zoloft. They had some good drugs. They were lucky. They were lucky because it sounds like it takes years, if not decades, to, you know, hit the mother load with one of those medications. And luckily, Pfizer had a whole bunch coming out at the same time. They did well. I remember the stock split and everything, you know. And then eventually, of course, the drug loses patent. But see, here's the thing, all right? The patent starts prior to the drug even making it on the market. So by the time the drug makes it onto the market, they a lot of times, you know, have probably half the time or a third less of the time that they thought they could market and make their money back. And again, I know it's frustrating for a lot of us because, you know, when Plavix was $131 a month, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous for a lot of our everyday medicines to be so expensive. But this is why. All right. Now, are some of them overcharging? Are they trying to increase their profit margin? Well, probably. It's a free market. They're going to do that because, again, they have to assume they're going to have failures. All right. Year after year after year. All right, until they hit the mother load. I mean, there's ideas being thrown out all the time. We were talking about cancer vaccines. You know, these companies are just salivating over the idea of making that cancer vaccine, where you make a vaccine where your body can recognize a cell that is rapidly divided and looks like cancer. But see, here's the other thing, too. A lot of companies are working on drugs at the same time. All right, what if AstraZeneca beats out Pfizer? What if Merck beats out AstraZeneca? All right. When you're drug number two, sometimes you don't do as well. You know, it's, I think the reason why Vytorin didn't do as well as it could have is because you had Crestor and Lipitor already dominating the market. Why switch? You know, yeah, you could say, oh, I'm one of the newer medicines, but I think any new cholesterol medicine coming out now is going to have a heck of a time because Lipitor finally went generic. Nobody's going to want to spend top dollar for their cholesterol medicine now. Now that they could get Lipitor over the, or not over the counter, but generic. So, you know, another big thing these companies want to do is HDL. You know how we talk about your cholesterol and how you need to have good HDL? Your doctor's telling you you need good HDL, have that good HDL. Well, they're trying to come up with HDL in pill form. So you could pop a pill to up your HDL. Oh, well, I mean, it's not one pharmaceutical company working on this. There's a bunch of them, right? And it's a race. It is a race. And so a lot of money is lost. Billions of dollars are lost by these drug companies, such that if they do finally get a drug, they're going to charge a hell out of it. So here we were talking about this oxaliplatin. Now, this oxaliplatin is one of the newer type of chemotherapeutic agents, and it basically interrupts cell cancer growth. It slows the spread. It's available by IV, which is a more expensive form than pill. Okay, and it's used in combination with other medicines, but it's used for colorectal cancer and more advanced cancers like ovarian cancer when they're found. All right, now what we have needed is a cure for cancer, which we haven't found. But if we could stop cancer that's stage four, you were almost there. So these medicines are designed for your stage four cancer that is metastasized and spread to the brain and to the liver. That's what these medicines are designed to do. Well, it took decades for them to study it, for them to develop it, and then, of course, hopefully it passed trials where it didn't hurt the patient. You know, and we talk about all this time how trials are stopped because the patients get hurt or the patients die or somebody gets sick or, like I said, placebo does better. So it's really a crapshoot, and it's a lottery win when a drug makes it. And that's why chemotherapeutic drugs are so darn expensive. And it's going to be more expensive for you, as I hear Medicare is paying less. Medicare is paying less. Of course they're going to pay less. If your oxaliplatin is costing $10,000 a course and you go through three courses of chemotherapy, that's pretty expensive. I mean, I'm just pulling that one out of my ear here. I don't know exactly what oxaliplatin costs, but you know, these medicines they're expensive. Now, we've talked about the different types of chemotherapy. We've talked about the you know, the alkylating agents like nitrogen mustards. Remember, we were worried about nitrogen mustard causing cancer. Well, they actually have used it to damage DNA. I mean, these alkylating agents, they damage DNA, and so in addition to causing cancer, they also use it to attack cancers like leukemia, lymphoma, etc. Unfortunately, though, a lot of people will get leukemia after using these drugs. So the platinum drugs, like your cisplatin, your carboplatin, very, very common. They act like the alkylating agents where they directly damage DNA, but they are less likely to cause leukemia. So you see, that's a fancier brand that have been out. You also have the anti-metabolites that interfere with DNA and RNA growth, because what they do is they substitute dummy blocks into the normal blocks during the S phase of the cell growth, and so that screws up the growth of the cancer cell, and then hopefully they stop. You also have the anthracyclines. Those interfere with enzymes involved in the DNA replication. For a tumor cell to grow, the DNA has to be able to replicate and make a new cell, so they interfere with that. And then these are the coolest ones, the topoisomerases. What these suckers do, these are cool. DNA is like a helical strand. So what they do is they separate the strands of the DNA so they can't do what they're supposed to do. Pretty cool. Those are pretty cool stuff. Then you also have the mitotic inhibitors that inhibit mitosis, which is a part of the cell cycle. So, I mean, you know, very brilliantly devised, these medications. I mean, they look at the cell cycle and they attack certain ways. Just like I said, a cancer vaccine, brilliant. Cancer cells, when they become cancerous, give off a certain protein on the cell wall. If your body learns how to identify that, like it learns how to identify the flu antigen, it could then hopefully attack it itself. And you'd be more strong, less weak, because, again, you aren't given a drug. So cool stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 2-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry. Sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay, so what's happening here with Excedrin and no-dose and Buferin getting recalled? Well, apparently, the FDA issued a warning that some narcotic prescription painkillers made at a Nebraska plant may have been mixed up with some of the over-the-counter medicines packaged at the same facility. All right? So Excedrin, no-dose, Buferin, and Gas-X are possibly the medications that are sold over-the-counter affected by this malfunction. They believe it was the machine. And what had happened was they think that the machinery used to package the no-dose and Buferin, et cetera, Gas-X, et cetera, retained certain pills from a previous packaging run. And those pills include Opana, Percocet, Endocet, Zidone, pretty heavy narcotic painkillers. So they're saying if you see any You know, mixed up pills of a different color. You know, don't think it's like your gummy vites where you're going to have, you know, multiple colors of your pills. All right, whenever you open any of these medications, they should be very uniform, okay? You don't really have mixed colors. If you see pieces or cracks of other pills, don't get all excited and don't start selling it, all right? They say throw the prescription out or call the company. You can call Endo Pharmaceuticals. They have a call center at 1-800-462-3636. They say our customers can call. I know you guys are going to be all excited you have Percocet, but honestly, you don't know. What if it's something else? What if it's birth control? Really? Okay? I know it just, you know, what happens with these stories is they say it's one thing and then, you know, a week later they go, oh, and we're expanding it to this, right? Like that whole PIP breast implant issue, right? They're saying PIP and then, you know, in France, they're going to allow ladies to take the implants out under their cost. Britain said, no concern. We don't need to spend the money. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, you know what? It's another company also, right? They use the PIP implants, right? So a week goes by and another week goes by and there's always new information. So again, if you see cracks of these pills in your Excedrin, No-Dose, Buffer, et cetera, Gas-X, don't be popping them thinking they're Percocet, all right, because that could be an issue. Yeah, here's my thing with Gas-X. You know, everybody that has gas says, oh, yeah, I take Gas-X, it doesn't work. Well, the problem is by the time the Gas-X gets to where it needs to go, you've already had gas for a couple days. Your gas, remember, is in the large intestine. And it's a lot of times takes a couple days transit time. So you swallow your Gas-X, you know, maybe, you know, there'll be some fumes or bubbles or something that'll get down there. But honestly, you know, when you have gas and bloating, it's already colon. So that's why Gas-X doesn't seem to work as well. I know it's a product, I know it's over the counter, but I've never had a person say it stopped their gas. Usually if you want to stop your gas, you have to prevent the gas. We talk about gas a lot on this show, but, you know, one thing that causes gas is talking a lot. You know, I do a show 3 hours a day. I talk all day long at work. I yell at my kids. I yell at my husband. When you talk, you swallow air. So you need to talk less. You also shouldn't talk when you eat. You know, my father used to always say, shut up and eat. Shut up and eat. Always shut up and eat. You know, we never said I love you in my family, but it was shut up and eat. Well, maybe he was worried I was going to get gas. Personally, I thought it was because he didn't want to hear me, but maybe he was really trying to protect my bowel. But you swallow a lot of air. When you chew gum, you swallow air. When you chew tobacco, you swallow air. That's a biggie. Cause of gas. Two is the foods you eat. You know, a lot of these carbs and these processed carbs, your body can't digest those. So it slows down and you end up getting gas from that too. Being constipated and holding it in. I mean, you know, people say, oh yeah, I poop every day. Oh, just a couple pebbles. You know, you have a lot more to poop out than a couple pebbles. I mean, look what you ate last night. So if you don't poop out everything, that also traps air and you get distended and bloated, etc. Of course, certain legumes and onions and beans cause gas. I recommend, I know we still haven't gotten that fixed. Sorry, guys, Beano. I love Beano. Beano, you can get it over the counter, and what that does is it helps give you the enzymes you need to break down the foods. Now, again, you can't take it once you're all gassy and bloated. You take it when you eat to hopefully prevent gas from that one meal. And a lot of times you'll start getting gas. I mean, you could actually get gas 4 or 5 hours from the meal, you know, but sometimes it could take a couple days transit, depending on how quick your bowels move. So the Beano is nice because you could take it as you start. Same thing with like lactate. For those of you lactose intolerant that can't drink milk or cheese and you take the lactate drops or the pills, again, it has to be done with that meal. So you see Gas-X, you know, when you take it after the fact, a lot of times it just doesn't work as well. I know the Gas-X company is going to be upset at me, but I could say I mentioned their company like 17 times in this last segment, so they could just bite it. Okay, so Excedrin, No-Dose, you guys know what to do with that. Okay, now, there's been still the shortage of ADD meds. Adderall has been in short supply. We were talking about this over the weekend and a few days ago about how these ADD medications are really restricted by the DEA, okay, because a lot of the components to these ADD meds are abusable. And so the DEA basically allows the pharmaceutical companies to get just what they need to meet their supply. Well, unfortunately, their demand is bigger than their supply. And one of the reasons why their demand is so high is because a lot of college students have been popping these pills. Now, unfortunately, children who need them are having a difficult time getting them. And so there's all these kind of news reports out and you know, recommendations for parents to switch brands or try to get generic. You know, meanwhile, we have a bunch of people that don't need them, are popping them excessively. So it's kind of frustrating. You know, medicine supply shortages are nothing new to us. I mean, we've seen this. We were talking about this all last year, especially with the California hospitals, where they couldn't get chemotherapy agents. They couldn't get dopamine, and they're trying to borrow and barter for these medications. But it's obviously extending everywhere else. So medication shortages right now. And again, we talked about how that's one medicine where if you really don't need to be on it, don't be on it. You know, the last thing you need is to be tolerant to medicine like that, where you're out of town and there's a shortage and your doctor won't call in because it's across state lines. And then you start flipping out because you aren't getting your ADD medicine, and then you don't think you can go to work and you don't think you can function. You know, don't get hooked on that if you don't have to. And I know people always get mad at me because I say you could get hooked on ADD medicines. I use the term hooked very broadly. All right. Too many of my patients say, once they started it, they had a hard time going off of it. Okay? Well, that's the same definition as being hooked on something. All right? If you have a difficult time going off of it and you don't want to, then you are, it's habit forming or it's addictive to you. And honestly, I think it's an absolute waste to be addicted to a medication like that when you were only taking it to enhance your grades. It's ridiculous. Okay? Especially since other people need it. Well, anyway, an article today came out. In light of people not being able to get their ADD medicine for the kids, they said, well, you know what, go to their diet, which I think, honestly, we should be still working on kids' diets anyway. They said a simple diet low in fats, high in high grains, fruits and vegetables is one of the best alternatives to drug therapy for ADHD. They say omega-3s and omega-6 fatty acids have also been shown. I would love to get omega-3s and omega-6s to my kids. They won't take them. I once tried to get these gummy omega-3s. They wouldn't eat them. One eats fish, the other doesn't. But get the kids some fish. Get these fish oils into them. Make them eat their fish. Make them eat some salmon. They could do it. You know, they'll cry, they'll hold their nose, but they'll get it. A piece of salmon is small. But try to get their fish oils in. It's healthy. They need to start getting used to eating fish anyway. Mix it up a little bit so you don't give them too much mercury. But absolutely, absolutely. I think we're doing too much with these kids. Don't get me started. I talk about ADD all the time. I get so mad at all the kids diagnosed with ADD that don't have it. It just frustrates me. I wanted to talk about this a couple days ago. You guys heard about this teacher in a Georgia school who was giving homework out, a math assignment, that had questions like this. Each tree had 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? Why are there math questions regarding slaves? When we come back, I'll tell you what's going on with that, as well as more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Yes, I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, and by the way, thank you guys for all the compliments we've gotten. And yes, we have gotten your suggestions. I know my buddy Joe out there in Torrance, California always gives me suggestions for bumper music. The Bad to the Bone is coming back. I promise. The Bad to the Bone. I love that. I know. It's been great. I'm with Genesis Communications Network and I love them. They have treated me so awesome. It's just unfortunately, when I started, I think I overwhelmed them with everything. Well, I need this, and I need this, and I need an extra large chair because my butt's big, and I need a hemorrhoid pillow that we haven't gotten to get my bumper music back in there. So I promise, but we are taking your suggestions seriously. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys rock. But yeah, we'll get rocking and rolling. I promise. Okay. So yeah, so, you know, this Georgia school, a couple parents take a look at their kids' homework and they see math problems that say each tree had 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? I know, I hate word problems. I'm sitting there scratching my head. And then there was another one, about beatings. Like if Frederick got 2 beatings per day, how many beatings did he get in 1 week? Well, of course, the parents just absolutely flipped. Well, it turned out what the school was trying to do, and I think very poor judgment, used extremely poor judgment, was, they were in social studies studying slavery. And the beatings and the abuse and everything that happened back in those times. And so they were trying to incorporate social studies into math. All right. But the math, it was, you know, math is a completely different subject. I think it was wrong. And anybody that looked at this assignment, they didn't see that they were dealing with a social studies assignment and learning about that. And still, why would you make a math question, even if you were, you know, studying, you know, pre-Civil War slavery and all, you know, if you were studying that, why would you still make math problems about beatings? And I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, it was very poorly done. So, whoever the teacher was wins Teacher of the Year award for that. Now, we also have Principal of the Year. Principal of the Year, Bronx principal has been under fire about making outrageous comments to a staff about a photocopier. Apparently, he found the photocopier to be sexually useful. What did he say here? He said, have you seen the new copy machine? It does everything. It even has a hole in it where you can blah, blah, blah and get a blah job. Now, of course, 2 female staffers thought that was absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, this principal makes $132,000 a year. I didn't know principals make that much. But you know what? In New York, I think educators do make more than most of the rest of the country. But wow, so he makes $132,000. Apparently, he does have a disciplinary letter. He is allowed to still work, but he is not allowed to act on any of the, sexual stimuli he receives from the Xerox machine, I guess. All right, that is Principal of the Year. And then Parent of the Year. There was a New York City, again, I don't know what's going on with New York here, a New York City school employee faked her daughter's death to get extra vacation time to go to Costa Rica. Now, what they did is they bought their tickets ahead of time. Then she had one of her daughters call the school to say her sister had suffered a heart attack in Costa Rica. Another daughter called the school later today saying the sister had died and that about a dozen relatives were traveling to the country for a funeral. Then they faxed a forged death certificate of her daughter. All right. And, you know, mom gets caught, obviously. Doesn't that give you the heebie-jeebies? I would never even say that. I don't even like to pretend that the dog died. I would never do that because God forbid something happens. So anyway, the teacher was able to spend 2.5 weeks during March 2010, including her school spring break. And then a school official kind of figured it out, got suspicious because the death certificate had different fonts. Do Costa Rican officials also said they really don't issue death certificates 5 years prior to a person's date of death. So they really screwed up because apparently the numbers corresponded to someone who had died back in 2005. All right. So anyway, Mother of the Year gets caught. I don't know what they're doing to her yet. If she's going to be, fined or discharged, but really, all right, these are the people here that are, you know, raising our kids and our administrators, just, you know, man. Okay. So what is going on now with this possible blackout? Twitter. Yeah. What is it? Yahoo, AOL, Facebook, Google, right, are considering shutting down in opposition to the Stop Online Piracy Act. The SOPA bill is a controversial bill that has critics and supporters each side, as it's battling in Congress even before it reaches the House floor. Apparently, they want to stop the passage of SOPA and its Senate counterpart, the Protect IP Act, or PIPA, P-I-P-A. Now, from what I understand that's going on with this, and again, I'm not a techie, is Hollywood is really upset with the whole pirating business. I understand that, right? Right? People are sharing files, they're sharing music, they're sharing videos. So no one's buying music as much. No one's spending money on the DVDs because people get pirated copies. So Congress is supposed to help them out with this bill. Yet, from what I understand, with the fines and the sanctions, and internet companies can then block you, and from what I understand, even across, you know, countries, different countries can actually, if they think you have somebody pirating on your site, they could actually block your site. So what ends up happening is many of the advertisers and search engines and payment systems would have to stop payments, advertising, and business with potentially infringing websites or face prosecution themselves. So you get in trouble if you deal with an engine that is possibly under investigation for pirating. Well, the rules to this thing is very vague, because let's say they brought up an example. Let's say your daughter is singing a Queen song. We will rock you. Okay, so she's singing this. Mom thinks it's cute and sends the YouTube video to Facebook for people to see. That's not allowed anymore, because the Queen song that the little girl was singing to is copyright. So what you see, so what this is going to do is cause so many more, again, they aren't thinking it through, just like with healthcare, but don't get me started on that. They aren't thinking this through. So many of the things we do now with YouTube and with, I mean, I'm almost wondering the articles, I mean, on Facebook and Twitter, when I give you guys the news, I like to cite the source I use. So then you could read further, because tweets, what, you only have how many characters? You know, so I'm trying to very concisely tell you what's going on with this news story. You want to see the site, so I always attach it next to it. What if that's not allowed? So how do you restrict the internet? How do you restrict computer use? And this is why the big guys are coming in to fight this. And it'll be interesting. You know, you see, this has been the problem I've always had with the Democrats, okay? The ideas they come up with at first glance, superficially, sound pretty good. You're like, well, that's right, we should stop pirating, you know? I mean, Hollywood earns their money, you know? The musicians earn their money. We really shouldn't be able to steal something for free. They make a product, we buy it. All right, I get that. But then when you go further and see all the restrictions and the government try to move in, and you see where all the flaws are, here comes the conservative side with the logic. And it stinks, because, you know, so many times we're like, all right, that makes sense. But then the Republicans have to come in with some common sense and go, okay, now I see why that's not going to work. You can't make a big conglomerate law. You have to make more specifics. But again, Congress would love, well, especially the Democrats would love more government involved. So if we have government, how do you stop the internet? You can't stop the internet. You can't stop file sharing. I mean, that's what internet is. You file share all the time. So it's frustrating. I mean, and with music, I know people aren't buying music. You could listen to the music on YouTube and listen to that. You could just type it in and you save the money. You know what? Just listen to radio. Listen to talk radio. That's entertaining. Listen to talk radio. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show. If not, you have a great rest of the way home. We'll be talking about the caucuses soon. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take care.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.